Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about malaria.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashonab.com, and www.voindebele.com.
It's even more worrying that to date we have recorded a cumulative total of 481,000 malaria cases and 601 deaths from 1st of January to the end of August 2014. And this compares badly with 382,000
cases and
322
deaths in the last year. Also, we spray here, we give when it's here, people who are asked about the issues of the funding, Zaro, or other things. Saka, well, when you are prevented, protected, our getting bitten by mosquitoes, they fall sick.
Kweminye iminyaka kwakukhanye but kulezi suku kukhanya sokusiba nzima ngoba lezi bhedlela zangkhona phela.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk we are talking about malaria.
Health Minister David Parinyanyantwa says there's been an increase in malaria cases in Zimbabwe, making elimination of the disease in the country a pipe dream. Parinyanyantwa made the remarks while officially opening the annual malaria conference in Kadoma, Mashonaland West.
The minister said the gains once achieved in 2012 are being eroded by the emergence of the malaria vector Anopheles fernastus in the border areas, especially in the Eastern Highlands.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezvechirwere chemalaria chatirikunzwa kuti chinenge chaakudzoka zvakare zvine mutsindo. Chikuru chiri kuitika ndechekuti parikunzi panenge pari kushaika mishonga yakakwana, uye kune vamwewo vanhu vakagariswa patsva vari kugara kunzvimbo dziri kure vari kutadza kuti vange vachikwanisaiwo kuti vaende kunorapwa. Tinoda kunzwa kubva kune vanhu vari kunzvimbo idzodzoidzo, kunyanya kumabhodha uko nekunzvimbo dzinopisa, ndokunonzi kunowanzoita icho chirwere icho chemalaria. Toda kunzwa kuti vanhu iva munge muchitudza kuti zvinhu zvakambomira sei kunzvimbo dzamugere Gibbs.
Yevakambe zuru kandava lingachona njani lapi kona kona hapa ngemakaya tina ngapa lo Blessing ayisi yaphila sibula kwamagama. Ye utabe kutwini sikhuluma ke ngomkhuhlane nalo eliwaziyo okwenziwa ngama mosquitoes okuthiwa yimalaria. Siyawazi ukuthi umkhuhlane lo woqhuqho unzima kakhulu. Kulabantu abaningi abafaya Blessing ngomnyaka kwele Zimbabwe. Kuthi-ke kathesi ke uDavid Parinyanyantwa yena enguye umphathintambo weze mpilakahle uthi umkhuhlane lo ungazani suphenduka futhi wawungazani ke sungani suphansi kodwa hayi suphenduka. Uthi lokhu kwenziwa ukuthi kule malaria kule mosquito leyo okuthiwa i-Anopheles uthwalayo ingani siphendukile njalo. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani khona ngapho ke lapha elikhona ngemakhaya kumbe emadolobheni ukuthi kambe lithini ngalokhu. Ikakhulu nxa likhangele sikhangele indawo ezinjengebhinga, indawo ezinjengewange, lapho ngani kuyatshisa khona phela lapho kule mosquito eningi khona mfowethu. Ye, kungani kunjalo ke?
I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, Dr. Davison Saungweme, from the University of North Georgia Public Health. Dr. Saungweme, Good evening.
Good evening, Blessings.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Dr. Sangweme, it sounds very, very, people are actually afraid that this malaria that has been, terrorizing them for a long time is actually bouncing back, maybe because of some drug resistance, towards the disease or something like that. So what is your take on this issue that malaria is really becoming a serious problem in Zimbabwe once again?
Yeah, it is a big problem. Malaria has always been a problem. But one of the best defenses against malaria at the local health level is that there should be a capacity to test people for malaria as they come in. And, of course, malaria is a reportable disease, which means every week or every month, people have to send records to the central registry to ensure that people are aware, that the authorities are aware of the numbers of malaria that we normally have compared to an epidemic when we are having a larger than normal number of cases of malaria. And then also there is always been a program in which drug resistance is monitored, especially with the first-line drugs that would be currently in use, so that each time when people take those drugs, tests continue to be carried out to find out whether the people have really cleared up the infection. Because if the infection doesn't really go away, they will become sick again, and this time it will be more serious because the medication that was normally working with them is no longer doing what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Sangwe Mitombo taura nechishona. Mukore unoyu zvingashamisa here kuti tinzwe kuti chirwere ichi chiri kutowedzera pane kudzikira muZimbabwe?
Zvinogona kudero kunyanya zvichiburikidza nenyaya yamakanga muchitaura yekuti kune vanhu vakagariswa munzvimbo itsva. Kana wanga uchigara kunzvimbo isina malaria, ukapetserawo munzvimbo ine malaria, zvinoreva izvo kuti haukwanisi kuzvidzivirira kumalaria nokuti hausati wamboiita. Saka vanhu vanowana malaria nguva yekutanga vasina kumbenge vari exposed kumalaria nguva yakareba, vanhu vanonyanya kurwara, zvekare vanorwara even nemalaria nekungorumwa kashoma chete. Vanhu vanogara munzvimbo dzine malaria, vakakurira munzvimbo idzodzo, vane masoja mumuviri avo anorwisana nemalaria zvokuti dzimwe ninguva mukatoenda kuvana vacho vachitamba bhora apa mukatora ropa, munokwanisa kutokudza utachiona hwemalaria kubva muvana ivavo.
Saka
iroro idambudziko guru zvikuru pakuti zvakare vanhu vanobva kunzvimbo dzisina malaria havanyatsokuziva kuti kana awana malaria chii ndezvipi zvinhu zvaanotarisira. Saka vanhu vomunzvimbo imomo vemunharaunda vanoti hakana iri malaria inopera nokuti ivo havanyanyi kurwara nayo. Saka zvinoita kuti vanhu vatsva vari kupinda munzvimbo vanyanya kurwara zvakare, ndivo vanhu vari pangozi yokufa nechirwere ichi.
Gibbs.
Now, doctor, for the benefit of the public, can you tell us exactly, how a person can feel if that person has got malaria, especially the symptoms, if you can just go through them?
Yes. There are several symptoms. And one of the most indicative symptoms of malaria is fever, a fever that is above 38 degrees Celsius, which is normally our body temperature should be around 37. So if we have 38.5 and above, we are having a fever.
Uh-huh.
And then also there is an alternating hot and cold chills.
Uh-huh.
So the person at one moment feels really cold, even in the hot sun, they want to go out into the sunshine.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly they begin to feel cold and they want to get as many blankets as possible and they'll be shivering. So this is what will be happening because the parasites are invading your red blood cells and then releasing toxins. When they release toxins, you start feeling hot. And then when you get relief, you feel OK okay for a very short time, and then you go to the other extreme, you start feeling really cold. So it's that swing back and forth between temperatures is very, very characteristic of malaria. And then usually we also have headaches, lack of appetite, general malaise, weakness, and sometimes you even have mild diarrhea. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you know definitely you are not okay when you have that. And the symptoms come and go. And when you feel relief, it's not that you are getting better. It's actually only getting worse because the number of parasites is multiplying at a stupendous rate inside you. And it destroys your red blood cells, so you become anemic. Mm-hmm. Especially with kids, if you look in the hands, they look pale instead of red. Mm-hmm. And if you touch their nail beds, if you look at their nail bed, they look more white than red. Mm-hmm. And if you squash them, just put pressure on that, it goes white, and it stays white for a long time before the blood gets back. That means that child is getting severely anemic. And with young children, they might even begin to have seizures because of the high temperatures, the fever. Mm-hmm. And then they will also have what we call respiratory distress syndrome, where they will be seeming to have problems breathing, but because they'll be breathing very rapidly. Mm-hmm.
Gibbs?
Yeah, nga ngafaka ngesinto sibili yeah isindebele lapho ukuthi udokotela uthini? Yeah, udokotela umkhulu lapha ke uthi nxa ulo khuqo lo malaria umkhuhlano lo. Uyabungazana uyachiselwa ungachiselwa lapha ungakukhuluma sorry, ukhumula lesidwaba sakho kuma isiqoko kumbe okunjalo. Kumbe ugodole lokho ukuthi uyathi uqeda ukuchiselwa. Suphinde ugodole futhi. Khonoko kanye then ube subulala ikhanda iplesing ikhanda labe ngazani kulo muntu otshaya ngesando ukuthi labe lichaya sibile okunye ongazake ukubone ngase lichaya kwampana lichayela ukuthi uyezavele sokudikiza umzimba wonke lokuthi umuntu uyabe sizwe engafuna ukudla yabona nxa ungela appetite uyahlubona ukuthi lapha kule nkinga la ngoba usadlile utho next esikhathini-ke uthi kuyakugijimisa ukuthi isisu siphonge ukukhululeka nje nxa sikhululeka isisu laphana vele awusazibambanga so kuya-ke ebantwaneni-ke uthi hhayi kungani kuyabacoba umzimba wonke ukuthi bagcina besengazani sobele anemia into ezinjalo babo ye nithemba ukuthi abantu bazwile sibeni
doctor sawungeme mnongo nakutaura iwo ma-symptoms aya nechishona kuti vanhu vazive kuti vangazive sei kuti vabatwa nechirwere ichochi chemalaria
Yeah, kana uchinge wabatwa nechirwere chemalaria zvinhu zvinonyanyoratidzisa izvozvo dambudziko rokupiswa zvikuru wabva mukupiswa zvikuru wodikitira wotanga kutonhorwa chaizvo and kana wakutona notobuda kuenda pazuva kana kuti unozama kutsvaga machira akawanda chaizvo kana wabva mufezi iyoyo unobvisa machira ose wotanga kupiswa zvakare saka unenge uchichinja ukatonhorwa wopiswa ukatonorwa wopiswa zvakare unorwadziwa nemusoro musoro unenge uchitema sometimes unoita kanenge kachikosoro zvakare unogona kuita mudumbu muchitaya zvishomanene and then dzimweni nguva futi zvakare unenge uchirwadziwa nemamuscles nemajoins unenge uchinzwa kurwadziwa kunyanya mumajoin umu saka unonzwa kupera simba nekusafarira kudya unenge uchitambudzika nokuti zvinhu zvinenge zvisingatesti zvakanaka saka zvinonyanya kuratidza izvozvo ukaona uchiti wapiswa wakutonhorwa wapiswa wotonhorwa kazhinji kacho inenge iri malaria asi zvinobatanidzana nokutema kwemusoro kurwadza kwemajoins nekushayiwa simba
ko muvana umo zvinenge zvichifamba sei ndingaziva sei kuti mwana uyu anenge abatwa nechirwere ichi
vana vanotovana vadiki zvikuru vasati vatiri kukambaira vane vanonotanga kufamba vakanyanya kupiswa vanotanga kugwina gwina zviya izvi zvinotyisa vachitindura tindura maziso nekufemera pamusoro kwekuita kunge vakupererwa nemweya vachizarirwa saka ukaona zvakusvika ikoko zvinenge zvasvika pakaoma kwevana nokuti kazhinji kana vana vava kugwina gwina seizvozvo vanofanira kuiswa tauro nyororo kutonhodza muviri kuti temperature idzoke pasi asi chinhu chikuru ndechekunanga kuchipatara kati tombonoona vasekuru kupi kana kumbonoitirwa muteuro mwana anofira mumaoko saka tinotodiwa mushonga wacho uyoyo wokuti mwana arapiwe nokuti unogona kutosvika pa stage kuti even kumwisa mushonga munhu anenge asakwanisi kumwa zvinenge zvotoda kuitwa nedrip.
Saka masizha aya ndo ari kunzi anenge asina kunaka.
Na kunaka zvachose kuvana vadiki anokanganisa chero mumusoro.
Gibbs.
I think we are joined by one of the people who is in a malaria-infested area, and he's Mr. Temikosi Spindi. I guess he's in Wanki or Wange. I'm old-fashioned at times, right?
No, colonized.
No. I think I have to sue you.
We have to do decolonizing the mind.
I think so. You read that book, right? Yeah, marvelous book. Now, Mr. Spindi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
Very fine. It's Gibbs Dube. You are yet to talk to Blessing. First, I have to clear you to talk to Blessing. And I guess you are in Wange, right?
I'm in Victoria Falls, actually.
How's Victoria Falls?
Yeah, it's very hot these days.
So tell us, that's a malaria-infested area. So how are people coping there?
Yeah, I think it's very difficult at the moment, facing the situation that, you know, all our hospitals and clinics, they don't have medicine for malaria. I think this year we are facing a very serious situation here in Victoria Falls. Those who I visited the hospital yesterday, I find people suffering from malaria, and they told me that the doctor had written some prescription to go and buy them to the pharmacy. But the problem is that the people, they don't have money to go to the pharmacy. You know, like this malaria, it must be a government program, not for people to fork out their money to treat themselves. It's very, very unfortunate.
And maybe you can say that.
Kume sikhuluma ngesintu. Yeah, akusitele ukuthi kume njani khonapho nxa sikhuluma ngomkhuhlane wokuqhuqho. Kambe kume njani ngesintu nxa ungatshela uZulu nje.
Yeah, imkhuhlane wemalaria lapha eVictoria Falls usuqalisile. Njengoba nalokwazi ukuthi uqalisa ngesikhathi sokuchisa. Lapha abantwana labantu abadala okungayimbatheki khona ingubo njengeVictoria Falls. Malaria, i-mosquito izidlela zantando. Eminyakeni eminingi uhulumende anike abantu ama-mosquito nets lama-organization azimeleyo. Ayibuya lama mosquito nets lama treatment awe malaria, but wakhathesi after uvakatshela isibhedlela sizolo nzama kuyabona ukuthi khona kungaba uncedo lolulukhona sibili ukukhanya lonyaka lokho. Ngabuza amanesi ukuthi kati uhamba njani, bangitshela ukuthi labo bantu ababe bancedisa ngokubanika amanesi nemithi khathesi abalethanga. Ngasithi manje libenzana abantu laba abangani bayagula imalaria, but thina udoctor uyabuya lapha asibhalabhala imithi ukuthi sibanike, then sesinika umuntu azihlobo zakhe zihambe ziyethenga kuma-private pharmacy. Okwenza ukuthi abantu bakulindawo iwange area leVictoria Falls kube nzima, because yindawo iminyaka yonke okufa abantu abaningi ngamalaria.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Spindi. Ubambe khonapho kungayikhatshana. Yes, abuya vuke futhi njalo nje. Yeah, blessing for you.
Now, Dr. Sawungweme, this issue that villagers, for example, are told to go and buy drugs, is this not a dangerous prescription?
It could be very dangerous. It depends on what is the selection of drugs that are present. So one of the things that one of the reasons why those drugs were strictly dispensed only from local health centers was because people, one, do not take them in the right way, and they might not know exactly what the drugs look like. So when you go to buy these drugs, you really have to know what you are going to buy, who you're buying them from, whether they are really drugs that have not expired or that really work, are they the correct drug? So that is one of the problems why Zimbabwe was very much on top of its game as far as malaria is concerned. The Medicine Control Council was in charge of all the drugs that are dispensed and all the drugs that would buy you would buy even from a tuck shop or any place. Mm-hmm. But now, if those controls are not in place, people might think they are taking the right medication when they are not, or they may be taking the right medication but not the right doses. Mm-hmm. So it is very critical that people know which drugs are prescribed and which drugs are currently in use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm not sure about the infrastructure which is currently available in the country. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Saungweme. Of course, some were abused. I remember growing up, Jinzi Agamwa Manoro.
Yeah.
I think I committed suicide.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because those days.
Very sad indeed.
But did you ever test the Noral tablets?
Yeah, they are bitter, right?
Yeah, they are bitter, but yeah. Very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But very helpful.
Regai tiende kuna mtereru de utanga mkoma asani makadi.
Makasimba mkuma blessing.
Aiwa isu tirinani. Muri ku Mozambique.
Wongo.
Hanzi, vanhu veku Mozambique ndo vakukrosa border vachiuya kuZimbabwe kuzo tsvaga mapiritsi emalaria. Hakuna here kuMozambique? Zviri kufamba sei?
Aiwa ine maizo hakuna kuno kuMozambique kunotova nema maprograms awareness kuita alert people about malaria.
Ko mishonga yacho iriko here?
Mushonga iripo yakazara.
Munotenga, munopiwa?
Unopiwa mahara.
Ko vari kutuze nekubhodha kweZimbabwe kundo vari kunzi vari kukrosa, hakuna here makiriniki ikoko? Kuna Namutaro?
Zvinoenderana zvinenge uri kusouth kupi because inini ndiri kusouth kweMozambique. Asi kunoko mapiritsi aripo.
Saka zvinoitika iko kuMozambique tichitarisa zveku pavanhu dzidziso zvakasiyana sei nezviri kuitika kuZimbabwe?
Kuno kuMozambique kune maprogram awareness ekudzidzisa vanhu about malaria because vanhu vanopiwa mamosquito net.
Nehurumende nemasangano akazvimirira ega?
Hurumende pachayo.
Hurumende ndo iri kupa vanhu mamosquito net, saka dambudziko iri harina kunyanya kukura.
Dambudziko rakakura because kunoku vanhu kune mosquito akawanda, saka mainfections emalaria they are very high, but the government itself inobatsira vanhu kuva educate about the awareness of preventing malaria.
Saka imi munoziva here kuti munhu yaakurwara nemalaria?
Yes, for example, myself, I had a couple of times that I had been affected by malaria.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to an extent that in I kwanza kuzvitesta through a test kit by myself. Kuti ndione kuti ndine malaria, and then I tested positive. And then ndakabva ndangotora korte mune paracetamol and some antibiotics.
Saka makitsa yekuti munozvitesta mune mawana kupi, munotenga mari?
Unoona unotenga kufamasy less than a dollar.
It's less than a dollar.
Exactly.
Saka makarwara kwenguva yakareba sei?
Malaria, most probably three days. Only the fourth day, all right, I'm going to talk about.
Okay. I want to note that Shukuru Mkoma Asani nekupinda mchirongwa chedu.
Natenda blessing.
Tinotenda Shukuru.
Bye.
Of course, Asani is in Mozambique. He's saying that, you know, the awareness campaigns that the government there has launched is very effective. It is saying there are also some test kits that they have. They use them to see if they will test negative or positive, and then they can start taking the drugs.
Yeah, that sounds very good. So now just a bit of statistics here, Blessing. So we know that August 20th every year, there is the World Mosquito Day. So, you know, this day is commemorated, you know, following the discovery in 1897 by British doctor Sir Ronald Ross that malaria you know in people is transmitted to and from mosquitoes. So this is the man that actually discovered it. Ross actually won a Nobel Peace Prize for his discovery, and since then mosquitoes have been enemy number one when it comes to defeating a disease that takes a life every single minute. Mm-hmm. Most in Africa, mm-hmm. mostly, you know, sub-Saharan Africa. Mm-hmm. So we also hear that there is a vaccine that is being developed, you know, by researchers. So experts say the world's first malaria vaccine could be approved by 2015. Mm-hmm. So I think we can pose a question to the doctor, you know, on why is it taking so long, doctor, to actually come out with this kind of vaccine?
Mm-hmm. The malaria parasite mm-hmm. is not a virus, mm-hmm. and it is not a bacterium. Mm-hmm. So it is quite different, and it is more related to our cells, mm-hmm. which means the eukaryotic cell. So it has more in common with our cells. So with viruses and bacteria, which have some less in common with us, you can actually target bacteria because they are very different from us. So the drugs that you take for bacteria usually have less side effects because they will attack certain parts of bacteria that bacteria have that we do not have. But with the protozoa that causes malaria, there's a lot in common with us. That's why we have the medications that are very toxic and have serious side effects. Now, coming to the issue of the vaccine, normally a vaccine prepares your body. You have to be injected with something or a part of the organism or the whole organism against which you will form antibodies to attack the real infection when it comes in. Mm-hmm. The problem with the Plasmodium falciparum parasite, which causes the most lethal form of malaria, is that it has so many different stages and levels. Mm-hmm. We have the stage that lives inside the mosquito. Mm-hmm. And it lives in the saliva of the mosquito, so that when the mosquito bites you, it injects you with that. Mm-hmm. Those are called sporozoids. They have different immunity. And then they will enter your liver. When they get into your liver, they become another stage, which multiplies in your liver. And at that time, you're not feeling anything. Mm-hmm. When they fill up your liver cells and rupture and release, they are released as merozoids, which go into your blood now. Mm-hmm. So that's when you start suffering the symptoms we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And at that point, they've changed again. So mm-hmm. if you had immunity to the sporozoids, you no longer have immunity to the merozoids. Mm-hmm. And it is those ones which move in your blood, which when a mosquito bites an infected person, they will take those that will then sexually reproduce inside the mosquito. Mm-hmm. So you have to target each stage. So the vaccine will either target the first part, the second part, or the third part. Mm-hmm. Or the part that allow reproduction. Mm-hmm. Or a way of preventing the parasites from going from the mosquito into the human being or from the human being into the mosquito, which is mm-hmm. why getting rid of mosquitoes is also another strategy. So we need a multi-pronged approach to target it. So the reason why most of the vaccines don't work is they will work at one stage, but they will miss another stage. Mm-hmm. But as long as one goes through, for instance, the ones that the mosquito bites you with, you might have antibodies against them. But if one escapes and gets into the liver, it is enough to start the disease mm-hmm. in a person. Mm-hmm. So the vaccine is very complex. And not only that, when you give people vaccines, they are not giving vaccines in a vacuum. We already have other problems. There's HIV, there's TB, there's worm infection, bilharzia, schistosomiasis. So all those diseases would mess with your immune response in such a way that even when you do get the vaccine, you may not react as well. If people are malnourished, even if you give them vaccine, they are not going to mount an immune response that is strong enough to protect them against the threat of malaria.
Dr. Sangwen, please do stay on the line. And also, Mr. Sivindi, please do stay on the line. Nemuteereri wedu Mukoma Tanyara vari kuchiredzi. Rambai makabata runare. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We are continuing with this discussion. Gibbs.
Stay tuned to Zimbabwe. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.